When booing doesn't hurt. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We've all heard that Mitt Romney got booed when he mentioned Obamacare in front of the NAACP in Houston yesterday. But he didn't seem shocked. In fact, he smiled. Maybe because he knows it gives him more conservative street cred, as some commentators have noted. But he also had to know that at a time when we're all sick of speeches, that little incident would prompt a lot of us to download this one and to listen to it and to discover that for most of the speech, he was not booed. The applause wasn't overwhelming, but for example, when he promised to give parents a choice of schools for their children, including charter schools,
so that parents can send their child to any public or charter school they choose, and I'll make that a true choice.
Now, they weren't delirious, but no booing on what is a pretty controversial issue for a liberal-leaning organization, on defending family values.
As president, I will promote strong families, and I will defend traditional marriage.
Applause, not boos. And then, towards the end, as he thanked the audience,
I can't promise you that I'll agree on every issue, but I do promise that your hospitality to me today will be returned. We will know one another.
They didn't exactly leap to their feet, but listen. He got the organ. Now, candidates always prefer a friendly crowd. We all want to be loved. But if you want to get people to download your speech, a little dramatic tension doesn't hurt. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.